Blog Talk Radio.
Fantastic. Welcome to the Spirit of America and the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Merry Christ Mass, everybody. Happy Holy Days. I see a lot of atheistic uprisings throughout the land, and they're attacking Christmas, and they're saying there's no God, and they're ruining everybody's party. Do you think that when your kids are all alone that these guys jump out of the bushes and say there's no Santa Claus? Well, I got good news for the kids tonight. There is a Santa Claus, and his name is Saint Nicholas. And if you Google Saint Nick, you'll come up to the year 325 A.D. So when the communists tell you there's no such thing as a Santa, you can tell them he's buried in a church in Bari, Italy, and his Holy Spirit lives. And the story about the Saint Nick is that he was a bishop. And in Turkey. And at that time, in 325 A.D., the Byzantine Empire was, I believe it was the Byzantine Empire, but the Emperor Constantine was in charge of that area, and there were a lot of Greeks in that area. So, and I understand that St. Nicholas is worshipped very heavily in the Greek church, like every Thursday or something. He was a good man, and there was a city that was starving, and there was a grain ship in the harbor. And the grain ship was for the emperor in Constantinople. And I'm doing this from memory, so you might want to Google and check my accuracy. But he asked that the grain ship, that the sailors would give grain to the people so they wouldn't starve. And they said they couldn't do it because when they get to Constantinople, the grain is going to be weighed and they would be in trouble. So he said, when you get to Constantinople, after taking care of the people here, the don't worry about it. I got you covered. And so they gave a portion of their grain from the ship to the people, and it lasted for 2 years. And they even used grain for sowing. And when the ship arrived in Constantinople and they weighed the load was the same as when it left on its origin, from its original point. So some people call that a miracle. That's pretty good, isn't it? And maybe they had some rocks in there, I don't know. But there's also another story about St. Nick, and this is where St. Nicholas starts to become Santa Claus. Oh, by the way, he is one of the signers of the Nicene Creed. At the Council of Nicaea, Christian Church identified the Holy Trinity, and they printed their beliefs, and those beliefs are read every Sunday at Mass, and it's called the Nicene Creed. I believe in one Lord, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and we did it in 6 days, ha, ha, ha. But he signed the original Nicene Creed. Now, Nicaea is no longer a town. The name has been changed, and all the people who lived there when the Muslims came were beheaded because they refused to give up Christ. And the name is now a different name in Turkey. I forget the name. And I think what they did was they turned all the churches into stables for horses. So, you know, when you're dealing with these Muslims, it's not all kumbaya negotiations. But having said that, he also, a poor man had three daughters, and they were of the marrying age or coming, just coming online, and they had no dowry, so that's a no-no for marriage in that part of the world at that time. So he took a purse full of gold coins and he threw them through the window. And, of course, the window was open. Then he did it again. And the father was waiting in hiding, trying to see who was being so generous to his family. And he dropped the last purse and down a chimney. And when he dropped the purse down the chimney, the girl who the purse was intended for happened to have her stockings drying on the fireplace. And the purse went into her stocking. So there you have. You have Santa Claus coming down the chimney with cash, and you have the stockings full of treasure. So that's pretty good, huh? So when some communist tells your little kid there's no Santa Claus, you can tell, oh, yeah. Yeah, he's buried in Bari, Italy, and his spirit lives, just like the Holy Spirit. And then he can tell the atheist that he's also got a soul. And then he could break out a soul song. But that's a little a trivia, just to make you feel better. I was watching a video of a TV show that Chris Matthews has, and he was attacking three Americans. He was attacking Ted Cruz, he was attacking Glenn Beck, and he was attacking Mark Levin. And, man, this guy, when he drools, man, he's really... Is that venom, or is that just spittle? It's unbelievable. As a matter of fact, you know what? I was in church last Sunday, and they have a statue of St. Patrick, and he's standing on Chris Matthews' head. Because St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland. But unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So I asked the question, maybe a little wishful thinking, is Chris Matthews Kim Il-un's uncle? I remember media traders like Tokyo Rose, Lord Haw Haw, and Hanoi Jane Fonda Kerry. The Americans gave Tokyo Rose a light sentence for treason and charged her with good taste in music. Lord Haw Haw, he didn't fare too well. He was hanged by the British. And Hanoi Jane was given a trophy spittoon by the Nam vets. That trophy is called the Hak Tui. And when she dies, she will be given a traitor's funeral. I can see the garbage truck now towing the 9-yard trash container down Hollywood Lane with the galoshes on the running boards turned inside out. And then she will be buried, as all Kammerwood stars dream of, buried in the Kremlin Wall while the band plays Mala Femina. Well, you could put your own tune there. And that brings us to the ghost of Leventi Beria Past. Chris Matthews Rospanjani, the viral host of communism and hero of the Order of Lenin. I think he fanned the assault on the elderly by favoring Tea Party knockdowns. Does he go to a gym and practice one-punch knockdowns on 90-year-old stunt women who have to ask him to help them cross the road? Now that his party of death gets no more tips from O'Neill, Chris, the draft dodger, is attacking veterans. He should sign for Obama, and when the loser of the Middle East claims no one died in Afghanistan on his watch, Chris can pucker up. Name two draft dodgers who were pardoned by Jimmy Carter. And I seen something, I got to tell you this. I seen something very startling tonight on an Asiatic channel, news channel. And they had Chinese and I think maybe Indonesians and representatives and Japanese representatives and the Japanese guy and the Chinese guy didn't look too happy with each other. They were covering it, but I could sense it. And it has to go with this new Chinese program of identifying space as Chinese space in international waters. And I asked myself this question. Now that Obama has lost the Middle East, is he going to go and lose the Far East? And I'll tell you, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good because China's just beginning to flex their muscles. And you know they plan to have a man on the moon in 2014. So, and we don't have anybody. We haven't had a man on the moon in 40 years. Remember when we were ahead? And I got to tell you, the number one rule for survival is he who controls space controls the world, rules the world, and he who controls airspace rules the world. The day that American planes are no longer superior to what's in the air, you can kiss your country goodbye. Nobody is going to take us in. Right now, they all pretend to like us, but even some of them are disenchanted. We're in trouble. So, where was I? Now that the party of death gets no more tips from O'Neill, Chris the draft dodger is attacking veterans. He should sign for Obama, and when the loser of the Middle East claims no one died in Afghanistan on his watch, Chris can pucker up. And by the way, Bush lost 461 in 8 years, and Obama is up to 2,300, and it doesn't count the runout. And I got to tell you something. If Obamacare is any indication of how prepared that this president is in planning, you're going to see a lot of dead GIs on this runout. And every jihadi and his mother will come from all over the world to be there to get in a few shots. And God help us. And the only time I see the top brass, they're all making apologies for Benghazi and testifying that there's nothing going on that's not kosher. They spend more time defending the abandonment of Americans in Benghazi than they do getting ready for the run out in Afghanistan. God help us, man. So, where was I? Chris the draft dodger attacking veterans. He should sign for Obama when the loser of the Middle East claims no one died on his watch. named two draft dodgers who were pardoned by Jimmy Carter, and Bill Clinton and Chris, who was hiding out in Swaziland in the Peace Corps, P-I-E-C-E, a piece of a Marine here and a piece of a trooper in a rice paddy. The Peace Corps, that was created for draft dodgers who had political influence. The good news is he was decorated for his guacamole dip. He has been a dip ever since. I thought Wolf Blitzer was bad until I discovered NBC, nothing but communists. One night, the quizzling Chris tried a young Marine who was shot in the back by cameraman Kevin Seitz on TV, using the only CMH holder who called this Marine, he labeled this Marine, jazzed up before killing Al-Qaeda. The Marine was involved in the retaking of Fallujah. I love how they go after the corporals and the privates, all these big heroes, big warriors, and say a little prayer. I'm sure that in Fort Leavenworth tonight sits a guy dreaming about a Christmas with his family who has been tried and convicted by overzealous JGs who never saw a day of battle in their lives. Somewhere out there is a guy that got the short end of the stick. So say a prayer for them tonight, because nobody's reviewing their cases. So where was I? The Marine was involved in the retaking of Fallujah after the State Department sold out the Corps in failed negotiations. They had to slug their way into Fallujah. They were halfway through securing the area, and the State Department entertained a stalling tactic on the part of Al-Qaeda, and they negotiated when Al-Qaeda had reinstalled itself in all key places. They walked away from the negotiations. The Marines had been pulled out of the area, and they had to start all over again to take a Fallujah. You know how many lives that cost? In case you don't know where Fallujah is, if you ever seen the pictures of the Americans hanging off the bridge with the charred bodies, that's Fallujah. The Marine was never given a chance to rebut the backstabbing. Only Fox allows both sides of the story, and God bless Fox. So when Muttonhead Matthews salivates as he takes holy names in vain, great Americans like Mark Levin, the Apostle of Freedom, Blessed Glenn Beck, and Ted Alamo Cruz, who filibustered for 21 hours defending the American people from Obamacare atrocities, I say boycott Der Ratzenfänger, the Pied Piper of communism. The best thing for America would be for Chris Matthews to go back home to North Korea and visit his nephew Kim Il-nook, shoot a few baskets, and see what Kim shoots back. And be sure to tell Kim about Obamacare. More tea, anybody? 911, we forget nothing. Spirit of America Party. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Holy Days. And let's get a tune here. We'll cheer you up with a tune. Oh, this is a good one. I'm playing this for all the POWs, prisoners of war and prisoners of the womb, going to execution tomorrow. 4,700 of them. That was pretty good, huh? I like that. Abide With Me. When I first heard that tune, I was thinking of GIs that were in tiger cages in Vietnam being tortured and what it must be like to be abandoned and having no hope. And the only hope you have in that tiger cage is God. And that's the only thing that can give you any comfort and solace. And a lot of guys do pray to him. I was surprised. I was watching the Fox 5, and Eric Boulder had an Eric Bowling. Was it Bowler? Bowling. Eric Bowling. He had an atheist on. What a nasty bastard. And he was saying, you know, he was just denying the existence of God, which is his privilege. But man, you know, you don't have to be a party pooper. You know what I mean? You know, it's like saying, I'm not having any and neither are you. No, I'll pass on that. But Bowling surprised me because he says he goes to St. Patrick's every day. And that's nice. That's nice. I admire people that can do that. I can't do it. But I do admire people. And you know what? They're better for it. There's something to that. I don't, you know. I guess it's like getting a shot of spirituality, you know. It's better than caffeine. And it's addictive in a good way. It's a habit. And habits are bad and good. We all know that. Okay, so do you know Judge Burns? Well, Judge Burns ruled that a cross has to come down in San Diego. And he's with the Ninth Circuit Court of, as Savage calls them, Schlemiels. Right? It's the most liberal. It's communist, man. There's no such thing as liberal. I'm liberal. I like a liberal amount of sugar, a liberal amount of coffee, a liberal amount of kisses. Yeah, those are communists, man. They're trying to hurt you. Only communists can hurt. And they have no God. They have no country. They vote to burn the flag. They used to be called Democrats. Now they're communists. They've come out in the open. They came out of the hamper. So Judge Burns had said he had tears in his eyes when he made this ruling, but he was standing by the Constitution. And what was his ruling? It killed Christ. Yeah. They have a cross that has been up since the 50s. These are Korean War vets. You know what Korea was like? You know how cold it was in Korea? Do you know what it was like to be trapped there and watching the Chinese pour across the Yalu River? You don't think those guys had religion? You don't think those guys prayed to the Blessed Mother? You don't think those guys prayed to God and every God they had? You better believe they did. When you hear somebody say, if I ever get out of this, who's he talking to or she? You think about that. So, this judge said he had tears in his eyes, but the cross has to come down. It's been up there since Korea. And, of course, he's not polling the graves in the ground because they can't speak. But when they died, they had a little cross put on them. And you know what? I was watching. You got to watch the History Channel. And you got to see the price that we paid to stay free. You got to watch the Pentagon Channel before the communists take it over. You got to watch and see the combat footage. They were showing Guadalcanal and Marines with dog teams and how when the dogs got shot by the Japanese, they would give them a military funeral and they buried them in Guadalcanal and they put a cross on the grave. How's that? So, if the Supreme Court says the Mount Soledad cross must come down, in my opinion, the cross should be raised high in a Christian cemetery, and the Christian veterans buried in that now communist dump should be moved at no expense to the families of our heroes. Christians throughout the land should raise funds to rebury our Christian fallen on holy ground. And you know the Democrat communists kicked God off the party platform. Three times the roll call went. Three times they shouted, no God. We say God and country forever, and God comes first. I recommend two YouTube locations, American Crossroads and SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. That's Mount Soledad is going to go to the Supreme Court, and the last time the Supreme Court refused to hear it. If they refuse to hear it this time, I am going to have no respect at all for the Supreme Court. They're going to be like Obamacare. It'll be Supreme Court care. God help us on this Obamacare, man. Oh, Pope is cracking down on traditionalists. Pope Francis has come under scathing criticism from a growing number of traditionalist Catholics for cracking down on the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, a religious order that celebrates the old Latin Mass. Oh, there we go, man. Divide and conquer. Well, I like the old Latin Mass, and you know what? It had a little flavor to it. And I'm sure a lot of people did. I'm sure that my mother-in-law, who had worshipped God all her life, when she went into her church in her neighborhood that was going Latino, and they said the Mass in Spanish, and she had a heart attack. And they took down her favorite statues, and they put other statues up. You know, you got to take into consideration, we're all in the same boat here. What are you going to do? So, having heard that, this Pope is under fire. There's nothing he can do that will be right in the United States, because the communists want to destroy the Catholic religion, and then the evangelists, and then the Southern Baptists. But we're on the top of the list. And anything they can do to do it, they will do. Look how long they played the pedophile priest cover-up. But they never went into the public schools and asked the guys in the rubber rooms, what are you here for? Yeah. Well, let me tell you, if 5% of the Catholic clergy is pedophile, then 10% of the public school teachers are pedophiles. Yeah, we sin a little bit less than the rest of the world. Cocky, ain't I? Yeah, well, too bad. The other side shows no mercy. The other side, you know the difference between a lawyer and a vulture? A vulture waits till you're dead before he eats your heart out. So let me give you another tune. We'll make your day. And the spirit of Christmas starts next week if you don't trample anybody's shopping. Let's see if we can find a nice... Oh, here's a short one, A Bridge Too Far. You know what A Bridge Too Far is about? Operation Market Garden. The British were not too good on this, fighting this World War II. Patton saved Montgomery. And he beat him to Rome. And he could have beat the Russians to Berlin. Did you know that most of the guys that went off to World War II did not expect to survive? How's that for courage? You go anyway. How's that for courage?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. Then I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, may your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Good nuns used to tell us about our American heritage and give us American pride. And they would tell you stories about the people at the time of the Pirates of Tripoli forcing Americans to pay tribute, and how all the Americans rose up and said, not a penny for tribute, millions for defense. And George Washington said, in times of peace, prepare for war, because he was a realist. And he said, grace for four meals two times a day. But the communists will tell you that there is no God. There's no God but Joseph Stalin and the mayor of New York and the president of the United States. Oh, man, are we in trouble? What have we done to ourselves? Are we the generation that voted our country into oblivion? Did we vote ourselves out of a country? What are we doing? I got a little hope. I see people, college students are realizing they're getting ripped off and they're opposing Obamacare. And wasn't it clever of Obama to make the age of maturity, insurance maturity, 26. He knew that the 18-year-olds to 26 would give him the hardest time, so he stuck them with their parents. How clever, man. This guy planned everything, including the loss of Egypt. We have lost, now that we've lost the Middle East, are we, is Obama now going to go further and lose the Far East too? That is really scary. Have you gotten your fatwa registration notice yet?
From out of the east New York City, the wind carries the cry of the Razuli. Oh, my beloved, rise up. Touch the eyes, touch the lips, touch the ears. Touch the forehead to the ground. Fart high. Oh, my beloved, I am sending out the message to the potential Islamic martyrs. Greetings from the Ayatollah, the truth, the Razuli of the Big Apple. Now you can register for jihad in the comfort of your home. You can blow yourself up without having to leave the house. If you sign up right now, you get a free fatwa pillow for your big fatwa ass. And the good news is the Ayatollah, the truth, is paying an 80 virgin commission with a coupon. Just send $50 in a self-addressed anthrax envelope to the follower of the Prophet, Profit, Cave 608, Berkeley, California, Nowhere, USA. Be sure to send the $50 in a separate clean envelope so we can register your name in paradise. I has spoken. Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist. www.captainsblog.us, www.spiritofamericaparty.com, and www.pirateradio. Thank you, my beloveds. Send the money now.
Okay, everybody who voted to burn the flag of 40 days before 9/11, the 48 senators and the 125 Viet Congressmice, we want a class picture. Could you stand up against the wall? We're going to take a photo. Big smile now. Ready? Big smile.
Aim! Fire!
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. There are so many traitors, you don't know which way to turn. One day, somebody's going to point you out in a lineup. Oh, it can't happen to me because I never did anything. I was not involved. Yeah.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. On this our wedding day, do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, wait, Lord, I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, for I must face the man who hates me, or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Look at that big hand move along, nearing high noon. He made a vow while in state prison, but it would be my life or his'n. I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what shall I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. That promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side, wait.
That's Frankie Lane, who sang High Noon. I think Tex Ritter sang the one in the movie. And was good. It was, you know what, it's really funny. If you ever see the movie with Gary Cooper and Grace Kelly in High Noon, you'll see it's almost typical modern-day America. The people in the town, they know they got troubles with the bad guys. The bad guys are pushing them around. They're taking over the town. So they go and they hire some big guns to take out the bad guys. And then when the big gun says, I could use a little help, they all scatter. Yeah. And then when he wins, they ask him to leave town because they don't want any violence. Yeah, it's terrible, man. It is really terrible. So what else are we going to say? New evidence in Obama birth certificate investigation. Are you going after the birth? Are you one of those birthers? Yeah, I'm Big Bertha. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable how they shut you down. And I'm so tired of a moment of silence. A moment of silence is putting a muzzle on your mouth. That's what a moment of silence is. What they're telling you is we don't want to hear no goddamn prayers. You'll do a moment of silence and keep your mouth shut. Don't do it. When they call for a moment of silence, say the Hail Mary out loud and see how many people join you as they drag you away. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're going atheist. The Democrat Party threw God out. They threw him out. There's no God in the Democrat Party. When you see Nancy Pelosi and John Kerry and the Kennedys standing up there and saying they're Catholics, you can't be a Catholic and kill kids. Sorry, pal. You can be a sinning Catholic and kill kids, but you can't be a Catholic. And don't say you're a Kennedy Catholic, please. Once you kill kids, man, you're in the devil's camp. And you got to work your way out of it. And you got to deal with a merciful God. Isn't it funny? All the people that pray to a merciful God show no mercy. Unbelievable, man. Restful sleep without drugs, and drugs is killing the country, and when they legalize it, the problem is going to double. I was born into a drug-free USA. Very little drugs. If I told you that you had to go to a jazz club to get weed in the 50s, you couldn't get weed in the 50s. You couldn't get dirty books in the 50s, unless you had to go down to 42nd Street. There were no gates. Why do you think there were gates on every window? Drugs. What does drugs lead to? Lies and robberies and murder. It is unbelievable. We've become a nation of animals. We're worse than the mafia. The government now runs all of the mafia games. They're into gambling. All right, they get a cut of the action. I heard a guy call into Rush Limbaugh. He lives in New York. He makes $180,000 a year. That's good money. And he takes home $80,000. Okay, so maybe he's got a 401k, but he says that the government's getting 48% of his salary. How would you like to get up every morning and a guy is waiting outside your door from the government and he goes, hey, you know what, I'm going to work with you today. And at the end of the day, you get your $2,000, and he goes, okay, I'll take my grand. And all he did was watch you work and had coffee. What would you say to that guy after you killed him? Yeah, you know that, right? It is really sad. We are in trouble. And we have a tax junkie government. They have no intentions. Neither party has any intentions of cutting anything. I say get rid of the EPA and double the pay to the USA, the military. Take care of the military, boys and girls who are going to combat, wondering if they're coming home or not. You know what it's like to have 2 weeks to go in Afghanistan? What do you think a guy that has 2 weeks to go, what's the last thing he wants to hear? We're going out on a mission, right? You better believe it. Yep. Okay. I'll give you a tune. Let's see. Oh, that might be too jivey for you today. We're being a little somber. Oh, that's a nice one. A little Christmas one? Or that might be a poem. This is a good one. You'll like this.
Questa mia canzone, inno dell'amore, te la canto adesso con il mio dolore, così forte, così grande che
doctor telling the mother of the child that your child in the womb is going to be born blind. It's better that you get rid of him. He'll only be a burden. And he'll never be happy. And you can always have another. Do you think that God didn't compensate the Bocelli for no eyes? What a beautiful voice. Okay, so where are we? You think that love is gone from the USA? Are we all pigs in a blanket today? Or do you think that there are women who will not come out to play? And they're living a celibate life because they don't want to be pigs in a blanket. Do you think there are women out there like that? You think there are broken hearts out there? Sandy Hook is this week, and what's sad about Sandy Hook is two armed guards could very possibly have saved everybody. But you see, the communists, they just want to take America's guns away, and they'll do it under any pretense. And the best pretense is to pull on your heartstrings. And if we could only seize 200 million guns, the crime rate would drop. Let me tell you something. A sign that says this is a gun-free zone is not going to stop a crazy. Now you see what happened in Colorado, 8 miles away from Columbine. A guy went to school and he shot a beautiful girl in the head, and he was coming in to kill his debate coach. And he shot himself. And what the good fortune there was for that school was there was an armed officer happened to be in the school and heard the shots. And he was like a floor away, and he ran down. And I guess, I don't know the whole all the facts, but when the shooter saw the armed guy coming, he shot himself. And that stopped another Sandy Hook. And the guy had Molotov cocktails, so he was gonna take as many people. Say a little prayer, say a big prayer for that girl that's on the operating table that was shot in the head. May she recover and may she be as beautiful as the day she went to school. So, having said that, I'm going to close with the verdict. This is a guy who put himself on trial because he was in love.
Do you love me? Do you want me? What can the verdict be? What is your verdict? What is my fate? What is your verdict? Don't make me wait. I've been on trial for a long, long time. What is your of life with your charms, imprison me, dear, in your arms. I know I love you, that I confess. What is your verse?